afternoon. Thanks for coming back and listening so soon. Bring in the stories of everyday folks while you sit back, relax, have a whisper, coach. Here we go with the Trend Speak podcast, bringing you insight or bringing a laugh. Here's the man who might have a plan. Give it up for your host, Trent Podskaland.
Yeah, that's the sound you like to hear. Not a whiskey and coke, but a 312 from Goose Island, Chicago local beer here. Ah, yeah, that's it right there. Hey, welcome in everyone to yet another week on the Trent Speaks podcast. Makes me laugh even just saying that off the cuff here because I got a text from one of my friends who had said, I have a new drinking game. Take a shot. It's a Trent Speaks podcast drinking game, and it's take a shot anytime Trent says, I digress. And I'm sure there are a lot of things that I constantly am saying that I'm not aware of. I know, and I said this back to him, I said, I know that you could listen to the past 110 episodes, and I would guarantee that at least 95 of them start with, welcome back to yet another week on the Trent Speaks podcast. But I actually had the idea for my 100th episode, and clearly I never ended up doing this despite my extended hiatus that I had taken. I did want to actually go back and listen and say, okay, I've said this thing this many times or that thing that many times. Here's how many people we had come on to talk about vulnerability or to talk about whatever it may be. So, you know, maybe one day, maybe for the 200th episode, maybe for 150th, but we're past the 100th and we're well on to our way to, well, to the 150th or 200th episode at some point. A lot harder to drink a beer and podcast when you're by yourself. Speaking of, I had switched phones a couple months ago, and I never logged back into the TrentSpeaks@gmail.com. I never logged into that email address. So when I logged into the Trent Speaks Gmail, I actually had from maybe a month or two ago now a form from my website that someone had filled out saying, hey, this person would be great on your podcast. So I should probably reach out to them, but I did also post on a Facebook group that I am a part of where I solicit guests. And so I'm hoping to bring you some people soon. Here's my thing with guests, though, is and this is the balance I've been trying to play with. And I think I need to do a little bit better job personally at screening guests. Because I've always said I want this podcast to be able where people can come share their stories. What I don't want it to become is a spot for them to come pitch themselves or pitch a particular business. I'm fine if that's happening naturally, if they're talking about a business, sure. Let me ask, how can we promote you? How can we support you? How can people find you? What I'm trying to avoid is this isn't a platform to give me a 60-minute or 30-minute sales pitch. No, I want to hear your story. And so I'm going to try and make sure that I am screening these people. And heck, you know what? I used to say anyone and everyone can come on the podcast, and I still believe that. However, if I get into an interview and it is 100% just a sales pitch and it's not in relation to the purpose of the podcast, maybe I just won't publish that episode then. Thoughts out loud with Trent. Speaking of things with Trent, one thing that my father-in-law and my sister-in-law had brought up to me this past weekend, and I'll get into what I want to talk about here shortly, but one thing they brought up to me this past weekend was, hey, how come you haven't done Cooking with Trent? You should bring back Cooking with Trent. And some of you may or may not know what that is, but I used to do cooking episodes on Facebook. I used to go live on Facebook, do cooking episodes. And so I know there has been a high demand for that, so hopefully we can bring that back soon for you. As I had mentioned last week, I did not anticipate a guest this week. Again, I am working, though, diligently on trying to get some guests here on the podcast. And I had promised you a particular topic last week, and I'm going to stick to that promise. But I also want to build upon what I was initially going to talk about. And so last week I had said to you, I said, next week on the podcast, I want to talk about putting yourself out there. And originally, I had knew that I had some things coming up, both this past weekend as well as just previously. I was like, oh, I could tie those in. The original thought in terms of putting yourself out there was talking about meeting people, making new friends. And I do still want to talk about that. I'll dive into that a little bit. But then I also want to take us down a similar road in terms of putting yourself out there. And I'm just going to use the term vulnerability, which we've talked about many a times on the podcast. And I want to dive a little bit into vulnerability again today. But before I dive into the put yourself out there topic, I wanted to do a little March Madness for you. I talked last week. I was very excited for the March Madness basketball games to kick off. And here we are. We are one weekend through. We know who our Sweet 16 is. Going into next weekend, where we'll see Sweet 16 and Elite 8 games. And by the end of the week next week, we will know who is going to be playing next Saturday. Not this coming Saturday, but the following Saturday, so April 2nd. In the Final Four, so in the national semifinals, and then on April 4th in the national championship, of course. But by the end of next weekend, we'll have our teams whittled down to four. I don't know why that was stuck in my head for a second. But gosh, what an opening weekend of college basketball. Got to see St. Peter's take down Kentucky. That was absolutely phenomenal. Got to see Michigan in a 15-point comeback, thinking, oh my gosh, what are we doing? Watching them also, on that same note, upset Tennessee. Trying to browse the bracket real quick. A couple that I had called. Oh, Iowa was a big one that got upset there in the first round. Who else was another upset? Where are they? That is who I'm thinking of, Richmond. And then Iowa State, people had a feeling that they'd beat LSU because LSU had fired their coach. Probably shouldn't have done it at that time, but it is what it is. And how about also, high praise to St. Peter's, but what about also Iowa State? Iowa State, I had heard, had actually only had two wins last year, fired their coach. I believe they fired their coach. Anyway, two wins last year. They turned it around this year, and they are now in the Sweet 16. What a turnaround year. Leanne and I, it was supposed to be my mom, and I know she's listening to this, so Mom, I'm waiting on your bracket still. But we were supposed to do a family bracket this year, just for fun. And someone I met recently, I was talking to him, and he and I were talking about how, you know, really it's not the people who watch basketball that do good at brackets. It's the people who don't watch basketball because you don't know. You're just kind of picking. And then it's exactly what happened between me and Leanne looking at our brackets. I tallied them up right before this. Coming out of the first round into the second round, Leanne had chosen 22 out of 32 teams correctly, which really, Leanne, that could have been 25, but she had changed. She had New Mexico State, she had them going on. However, she had them going on to the Sweet 16. However, she then crossed it out and said, nah, I think UConn's going to do it. And she had UConn in the Sweet 16 instead. Oh, man, had she just kept it, she would have been in a little bit better shape. So she had 24 out of 32 teams correct, and then she still has half of her Sweet 16. She has 8 out of the 16 teams still in her bracket. She did lose 2 of her final 4 teams as well as one of her semifinal teams. So she had Boise State going all the way to the semifinals on the left side of the bracket. And then she did have Auburn in the final 4 as well. Looking at my bracket, I did not do as well as Leanne. 22 out of 32 for me of those teams that made it into the second round. However, I guess I fared a little bit better and made up for it, where I'm at 7 out of 16 of my Sweet 16 are left. So I have 7 and she has 8. Looking at my bracket, though, I also lost 2 Final Four teams. Both of mine were actually on the right side of the bracket. I lost Tennessee as well as Iowa. Don't get me wrong. Obviously, big Michigan fan. Did not expect them to win, though, so I am rooting for them the rest of the way. Not that I wasn't rooting for them as well either, because I really don't care about the bracket. It's just for fun. But that was a nice win to see. So, do you have to chew that bone right here? So Tennessee is out, and I actually had them as my national champion. Yep. And then Iowa as well is who I had in my other final 4. So my right side of the bracket is not good. But I really don't care about the bracket. I care about my squares. So please just hit 7-0 and 6-6 and we'll be all squared away. Did not even do that on purpose. So like I said, I want to talk this week about putting yourself out there. And again, originally this was going to be, you know, get out there and meet people, put yourself out there. I think that in today's world, we are very tied to our technology. And I'll be the first one to say I'm on my phone way too much. It's something I've tried to change. It's something that I am still trying to change. I think it's always going to be a battle for me, but I think that every time you refocus, just like I talked about last week, you can always start over. So this past weekend, well, let me back up. It's never been a secret that I have not really had any friends here in the Illinois area. That's something I've been very open about on the podcast. It's something I've even been very open about with talking with friends. It's not something that's been a secret. No one's like, oh, you don't have any friends there? No, it's you'd be surprised if you thought I had friends. Here. Oh, here we go. I want to say I digress, but I know he's going to say something. He's going to text me again. I digress. Anyway, so I think that we just need to work on putting ourselves out there more. Society has kind of like changed things. I think the pandemic really changed things. But especially as you get older, you're not going to make friends unless you do put yourself out there. And sometimes it's really you have to take that first step. A lot of people know me and I am an extrovert, I would say. However, I would be very interested in taking the MBTI again just to see what it says and see how much closer I am to the introvert line than I was the extrovert line when I took it back in college. I don't think I'm an introvert by any means. However, I will tell you that I have developed over the years. I believe, based on conversations with my wife, that I have developed a social anxiety. You see, if something is wrong at a restaurant, I will not tell the waitress. I will just, waiter or waitress, I will just suck it up and my food sucks or I just don't have what I want. It's, and that's the thing, is it's not that I'm not good with confrontation. I can confront things. I don't like to, but I can. But I don't know. I just have this social anxiety thing. Or I'm trying to think of other examples. And I can't. But I joined a couple different Facebook groups that I saw through TikTok. I joined a couple of Facebook groups here in the Chicago area. And one of them had a meetup event this past weekend. So I bought a ticket to go. Thankfully, I was able to get Leanne to go with me, because in my head, I was like, oh my gosh, if I have to go alone, I'm going to feel awkward. But what's funny is we got there, and we got there right at 5:30-ish when it started. And we're standing there, we get our free drinks at the bar. And we're standing there, and Leanne says to me, she goes, are you sure this isn't a singles event? And I look up, I look around, and I was like, yeah, trust me, I wouldn't know if this was a singles event, or I can at least tell you this did not say it was a singles event. Like, I would have told you if we were coming to a singles event tonight. Well, thankfully, a couple minutes later, this other couple had walked in, and because we were right by the door, they just started talking to us. And I don't know if Leanne knows that that's why they started talking to us, but that is what I later found out from my friend Elijah that I made, of why they stopped to talk to us when they did. Because Leanne was like, you know, if we keep hanging out together, no one's going to come talk to us. She goes, I need to mingle without you. Otherwise, people aren't going to come talk to me. Had I not gone to that event, I wouldn't have made the couple of friends that I made at all. You see, it was other people who were also in the same boat and who were also, a couple of them, were also kind of nervous. A lot of them are younger. A lot of them had moved there within the past year. So very similar situation. So that's why I wanted to talk about putting yourself out there, because that's what I've been having to do lately in order to try and make friends. You see, even at maybe a sporting event, or maybe at a bar, or maybe it's some sort of club or organization you're a part of, If you don't put yourself in those situations where you feel uncomfortable, or where it's not normal for you, but you do it anyway, then you're never going to have that conversation. You're never going to make that friend. Even if it's awkward, so what? So what if it's awkward? You may never even see them again, which is fine. And even if you do, so what? Listen, I'm thinking about curling and how that's going to be coming up again in about 2 months. The whole reason I started doing curling, other than the fact that it's going to be hella fun, is because I want to meet people. And so I'm doing a beginner's league for 4 weeks, and that's what I'm looking forward to, is not only meeting people, but also the broom stacking afterwards, which I learned in my book last night that I finished, follow-up from the episode a couple weeks ago, I guess. It was called broom stacking because back in the day, the brooms would be all like soaking wet on the bottom. This is before the fabrics and stuff that they've created now. The brooms would be soaking wet on the bottom, so they'd actually have to hang them and stack them by the fire to get them to dry out. And so while they were drying out, everyone would just hang out, drink, socialize. And so that's what I'm looking forward to with curling. It's the broom stacking afterwards, the drinking, the hanging out, the getting to know people, the talking about the game. That is what you have to do. You have to put yourself out there, because and I just had this conversation with a friend the other day who was asking me, hey, like, do you have any friends there? Or like, how did you make friends? And I said, no, I don't. That's what I'm working on right now, is that you have to be a lot more intentional about it. And this can relate to anything, honestly. putting yourself out there could even mean being vulnerable. And I'm not saying that you have to be vulnerable with new people you're meeting, but I'm saying that putting yourself out there doesn't just have to be about making new friends. It can also be about maybe mental health related thing. For example, last week I was driving on Thursday. I took a couple days off of work. I'll get to that in a minute. I was driving on Thursday though, and I literally broke down in my car. Like that has never ever happened to me. I've never broken down in my car like that. And when I say broken down in my car, I don't mean my car broke down. I mean, I broke down while I was driving. For like an hour and a half, I could not pull myself together. And thankfully, at one point, I had stopped, gotten out of the car, done a couple things, gotten back in the car. And it was like that was the reset I needed for the rest of my drive. But I could not stop crying. I could not even send a text over my voice, a text on my car, without my voice breaking or cracking or breaking down again. You see, I think we need to normalize taking time for yourself. It was a lot for me to speak up on Wednesday to my superiors and say, hey, I felt off this week. Like, I haven't felt like myself. And I don't normally do this, but I need tomorrow off for my mental health. And they were extremely supportive about it. And I emailed them again on Friday morning and I said, hey, I'm sorry, I'm just gonna need one more day. I don't feel like I'm in a good place still. And again, they were very supportive about it. So whether it's putting yourself out there to make new friends, whether it's putting yourself out there to say, hey, I'm not doing very well mentally. I need some time to focus on myself. Whether it's putting yourself out there for any other reason, I think that is something we need to normalize. Is not, and speaking to myself here, not having that social anxiety. Not worrying about things that you can't control. I mean, that's the exact reason I'm going back to therapy, because of my mental health, because of my anxiety lately. That's what I've been working on today, is trying to figure out where I'm going to go. Listen, I think the biggest thing that I've learned through doing this podcast, or one of the biggest things, of course, is the amount of support that you have in your network. It's not just putting yourself out there to strangers, but it's putting yourself out there to your friends, your family, your loved ones, and just knowing at the end of the day, you do have people in your corner, whether you realize it or not. And sometimes you might think that the worst thing in the world is going to happen to you, or that you're going to lose people from your corner. But you know what? If you lose people from your corner, they were never truly in your corner in the first place. They were in the same room, maybe looking at your corner, but they were never truly in your corner. Apparently, I don't have my phone, so it's going to take me an extra second to pull this up. But I do want to read this would have been so much cooler if I just like went right into it. I do want to read a quote from a song. And that's really what I wanted to end on. Listen, I think this applies, right? There's a song that I heard on Thursday while I was driving the car called One Shot, and it's by Hunter Hayes. And in the course of that song, he says repeatedly a couple times, "Don't judge me because it ain't nobody's life but mine." Listen, put yourself out there, live your own life, and be your own person. And just know that you always have people in your corner. Peace and love, Trent Speaks listeners. And time for me to go finish this beer. And we'll chat again next week. Ta-ta for now. Go Blue.